Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Jay Helms, founder of this movement and podcast known as the W2 Capitalist. We are here to help busy parents who are side hustling real estate investors to focus on three different categories in their lives, and that's investing, family, and health, and not necessarily in that order. It seems to read that way. Anyway, today I want to talk about lack of capital. It's usually just an excuse. Sometimes it means that you have a lack of confidence, and I want to share a story with you. I was talking with a guy a few weeks ago. His name's Isaac. And Isaac and I were having this conversation. Now, Isaac has a W-2. He's definitely somebody who would fit right into the W-2 capitalist community. Married, got a couple of small children, started investing about 5 years ago. And he and his cousin have grown, you know, to about a 20-unit portfolio. And during these consulting calls that I do, I ask him, I always ask two questions. And one of those questions is, what's keeping you from growing? Like what's, you know, cause he has aspirations to keep growing his portfolio and potentially, you know, leave his W-2 and whatnot. And, like a lot of us do. And, he basically said, I have a lack of capital. And I was like, okay, well let's dive into that. And I went through the growth friends list and, exercise with him. And he said, you know, that's not really it. He goes, I just feel like I had struggle with using other people's money until I can prove myself. And I kind of paused and I said, you know, Isaac, are you open to some coaching here? Because I see it differently. And he obliged. And I said, you don't have a lack of capital problem. You have a lack of confidence problem. And, you know, this portfolio he built, he didn't build it overnight. You know, I think it's funny. A lot, and I've been guilty of this too, where you try to get fancy with a podcast title or an article title and how people grew to thousands of units overnight, you know, and that's just not reality for most of us. But Isaac had been growing this small, growing his portfolio for 5 years. You know, he'd buy a property, get it stabilized, do a cash out refinance. Go find another one, you know, just slowly doing this for 5 years, and he'd built up to 20 units, you know, which by no stretch of the imagination is nothing to be not afraid of. What's the phrase? Man, this coffee needs to kick in this morning. Nothing to be ashamed of. I think it's incredible, you know, and most of us would envy the position he's in. And he struggled with talking to other people about his successes and to the point where he wasn't ready to do that, to be able to say, hey, you know, if I find another deal like this, would you be interested in partnering me with on it? And I just told him, I said, look, man, you've got it. Like, you know, this you've proven it over time. You're not this, you're not Milli Vanilli. This is one thing, you know, one hit wonder kind of thing. You've been building this and you've had successes. So you don't have a lack of capital problem. You have a lack of confidence problem. And, you know, the only way that you're going to get confident in talking to or using other people's money is just starting to have the conversation, right? And that's simply, you're not asking them to commit to anything right now. You just want to say, hey, here's what I'm doing. And I would love, you know, to know if you're interested in joining me on something when I find it in the future. Like, I don't have anything right now, but I'm looking to grow. I'm having the success. Let me tell you what it's done for me mentally. Like, you know, it's relieved. Like, there's maybe a possible, I don't know, this is his situation, but it was for me when we started growing our portfolio and we started having that monthly income come in, extremely passive, even though we're self-managing. It changed my outlook on the W-2, right? It made me more relaxed. I wasn't anxious. I didn't have as much stress because I knew if something happened, and it eventually did, right? And when I got laid off, that I had something to fall back on, right? And so it's just a matter of starting to have that conversation, with folks, whether you're, you know, asking, have a particular project you're working on right now, or something in the future. This is one of those situations where you need to dig your well before you get thirsty, right? So that's one I want to challenge you to do, right, is if you heard me on a Monday, or just a few days ago, depending on when you listen to this, I issued the Growth Friends exercise, or I talked about the Growth Friends exercise. If you didn't listen to that, go back. It's just a couple of days ago. And at the end of that, I issued you a challenge, right? And so to continue on with that, and you're going to hear me talk about this a lot, is just pick up the phone, call somebody. You don't have to go meet with them. You don't have to get fancy and do coffee or Zoom or lunch or whatever. It's nice. Always meet in person when you can. But to get over those nervous jitters about talking about this stuff, if you're not used to it, just pick up the phone and dial, right? That way you can hide behind kind of the old school phone call and shudder away from your fears there. The other thing to think about, and I want you to realize this, is the first couple of conversations you have, they're going to be horrible. They are just like, if you go back and listen to episode one of this podcast, it's horrible. I cringe even thinking about going back and listening to it. Same with you, right? When you're talking about this stuff and you're getting it's getting normal for you to talk about out loud about it. The first several times that you do it, it's going to be horrible, right? But you got to start, right? If you want to use other people's money, you want to grow, you got to start, and you got to start building that confidence, and that confidence comes with action. Okay. All right, y'all, that's it for today. If you can take a couple minutes and rate and review this podcast, it helps us reach out. It helps with the whole algorithm, helps us reach other busy parents who are looking to grow their portfolios as well and focus on investing, family, and health.